but I'm going to move on now to the issue of travel, which has really blown up in the last week. We heard the Taoiseach there in his interview this morning saying that we are now considering quarantining people who arrive in this country without a negative test for COVID for 5 days. We on the programme have received figures from the Department of Justice saying that between Saturday the 16th of January and Thursday the 24th, that's last Thursday inclusive, that there were a total of 11,049 arrivals at Dublin Airport and approximately 80 recorded breaches. That's 0.7% of those total arrivals, and overall approximately 110 recorded breaches of the travel regulations at all ports and airports over that 6 day period. And we're told that files will be sent to the DPP in all of these cases. Now, I heard the Taoiseach saying, oh, on Thursday there was just one person came in without a negative test, but actually they're the full figures for those 6 days. I want to bring in Danny McCoy, IBEX Danny McCoy, in relation to this travel issue and that confirmation by the Taoiseach this morning that a 5 day quarantine is being considered in relation to people arriving without a negative COVID test. How would the people you represent respond to that?
So look, Katie, everybody realises we're now really seized by a really crisis situation. And so measures that need to be put in place to try and bring this under control, I think everybody's willing to cooperate and go there. And that includes on how we actually police this whole island. So I think the citizens on the two islands, both Britain and Ireland now, I think that's going to be part of the solution. We're outside the Schengen Agreement in the EU. Britain's out of the EU now, but we do have this common travel area. So it has to be coordinated between the two islands. And I think that becomes the necessity. And whatever length of time is required, we need to know what that is and we need to act accordingly. But we do need a plan now. This has taken on a different form of crisis. It might be still called coronavirus, but it's certainly right across the Northern Hemisphere now. Everybody's dealing with this incredibly potent pressure point. And I think coordination is the only way out of this. And that includes coordination here on the island.
So if we moved on, because obviously this is being considered a conservative approach in relation to managing incoming traffic. If there were moves to widen that out to all passengers arriving in the country, how would the business community respond to that?
Well, there are some essential activities that will be required. So a bit like the notion, I'm sure we're going to come on to it, and I think we didn't fully understand this. When people say zero COVID, what they mean is zero community transmission, that we don't know where it's occurring, that we can track and trace it, but we can't get rid of it completely. Similarly, the notion that there'll be absolutely no travel has lots of consequences for the production of medicines, medtech, and so on as well. So 11,000 in 6 days is actually a really small number, but it could be lower in terms of essential services. What were those people doing? If they were taking holidays or whatever, then that's clearly, given the national emergency, something that needs to be stopped. But we need to get a short, sharp, whatever, the next month to try and get this under control, because the issue still remains, even though we're in the crisis, the livelihoods of people here matter. And entire sectors will need to have some guidance that we've got this under control for the sake of the health system at the moment. People are willing to consider a new strategy. The Taoiseach this morning
would they be willing
put
to consider
that the strategy is changing now from suppress release. It'll be an impossibility to kind of hold this together after a few weeks if there's no targets put in place in the quid pro quo here for society and for business to say, what is the state going to deliver in terms of milestones? What are the numbers that are going to be the target here? So we need a refreshing of the strategy. We need everyone on board. But right now,
what are the numbers are going to be the target here?
So in other words, at what level of cases or ICU or whatever that we start to see in the initial phases, obviously the schooling and the children coming back. But for planning, for livelihoods and for sectors, we're going to need this idea.
The Taoiseach said today that we wouldn't consider easing restrictions unless the cases were, the figures that we were talking about was between 100 and 200 cases. a day.
Absolutely. But what commitments are we going to make on use of antigen testing? What in terms of track and trace are we going to have in this crisis? So while we're talking, and rightly, about what's happening in our hospital system at the moment, we now need to see all elements of this strategy. I think people are willing to go for a harder suppression to bring these numbers down.
Zero COVID?
We need to see what the milestones are. Well, zero COVID in the sense of no community transmission, and that would require local areas becoming, rather than these blanket national lockdowns.
Okay. Can I
last
bring...
summer, okay. as people keep saying, we saw that there was quite a success in dealing with outbreaks in Kildare, Offaly and Laois. We should have learned from that, but we went back into this national approach, I think, far too soon.
Okay, I want to bring in Róisín Shortall. Róisín, reading between the lines there from Danny McCoy, are you hearing more support for that zero COVID?
Yes, I think
policy.
So. I mean, zero COVID is the term that's used. It's about doing everything possible to get as close to elimination of the virus as possible. And that means, you know, learning from those countries that have been successful in doing that. And, you know, the question now is, what gives us the best chance of survival for people, for businesses, for the entire country? And I'm really sorry to say that what the government has been saying, both today and over recent weeks in relation to travel, is just not true. The health advice in relation to protections in regard to travel is very clear. You need two PCR tests and you need quarantining. Now, what the government proposed or started a couple of weeks ago and what the Taoiseach said today just will not do it. It's been described as half measures. And the letter, the latest letter from NPHET that was released on Thursday was very clear about this. NPHET wanted quarantining all along, but they said at an early stage that it wasn't politically feasible. They've said very clearly now in the most recent letter is that any element of discretion in relation to restricting your movements or the second test needs to be removed. And that means very clearly that we need mandatory quarantining. So, you know,
Do you mean by that? I've got a text in here. Katie, could you please ask your guests to spell out what they mean by quarantine? Because it is a major step to take. I mean, I may have taken a discussion on Australian quarantine up the wrong way, but I got the impression that you don't just turn quarantine off. It may remain in place for a year. So maybe you could explain what your sense of what quarantine should be.
Okay. So, Katie, look, I think it's important that as a country we set a target to drive the virus right down. Now, we did that during the summer when we got it down to almost single figures. We can do that again if there's a very clear target. There's no point in saying we're doing this for a month or we'll review it after 4 weeks. I mean, that just absolutely cripples the country. What we need to do is set a target in terms of number of daily cases and work together to drive that down. And once we do that, then it's a matter of having really good testing and tracing right back the 2 weeks to identify where the transmission is taking place. And then it means controlling the borders in terms of the importation of the virus. And again, I'd say we learn from the countries that are doing that successfully. And the reward for us in doing that is that we can open up our internal economy. We can open up domestic hospitality, schools, social life. And I believe there's a very strong mood now in the country. You know, at this point, the future looks very, very challenging and pretty grim, given the setbacks that we've seen, given the huge pressures on healthcare workers, given the uncertainties about the virus and vaccines. So we have to take that new approach. I believe people will respond to that if government steps up and sets out a very clear pathway to allow us to get to the point where, say, where New Zealand has been at for several months now, where they're operating pretty successfully and pretty normal life. And, you know, I think that's...
Okay, and I know it's going to be said, but I'll let Jack Chambers say it in relation to why can't we be New Zealand?
Yeah, look, I respect Róisín's argument, and there are some in the science community
who... There's a lot of support for that argument and noticeably building over the last couple of weeks.
I respect that, but we also have to look at where we are as a country in terms of the north-south dimension, and it is important to mention it because we have, obviously, we have the political axis between north, south and east, west as well. And there, like the Taoiseach mentioned this in the last day or so, there he's had a discussion with Boris Johnson on how a two-island approach would work. There's engagement between the Northern Executive and the government here on how we could align public health measures. But it's also important to say as well, we're also within a European...
But you see, we can't do it because we've no alignment with the North. But then you hear that Robin Swan has been asking for cooperation in relation to sharing of information about people arriving in this country for 10 months and he hasn't got responses to letters.
There have been discussions. Minister Donnelly has spoken to him directly about that, actually, and they're regularly discussing that.
This has been going on since the start of the summer.
Can I just say as well, though, in terms of the Cabinet next week is looking at introducing a new system and trying to improve enforcement and compliance and also taking into account...
Do you accept that goes nowhere near what we are told is required in order to prevent the virus being seeded from abroad?
One
test taken 72 hours before you arrive in the country is not going to tell us whether that person is likely to seed another case.
There's a number of options being looked at. Obviously, the first one is to look at, say, the third countries where there's a high burden of the new variant and to bring in a strict quarantine regime for those countries.
There's also the importance around
trying to improve enforcement and compliance for those who are being requested to stay at home and where they're being asked to restrict their movements.
49% of people never put their address on those passenger locator forms.
Yeah, and that they're going to be updated, and that's the whole.
They just sailed through the airport.
Well, just to say,
nobody followed up to check on them.
We now have a situation.
Okay, so of the 140,000 people, I think it was that came here by air and sea between the 3rd of December and the beginning of January, we know that 49% of those didn't even put down where they were staying. We also know that in November, your time said that the government were considering enforcement. What level of consideration, you sit at the cabinet table, what level of consideration was given to that enforcement? What can you tell us was the outcome of that consideration? Because I think it was just something that he said to get him through the 4 minutes under leaders' questions, and then nothing happened as a result of that, because we find ourselves now in a situation where Ann Taoiseach is saying, yes, we're going to give consideration to additional measures.
Can I just put you, because this is what people out there are thinking right now,
because any conversation you've had about this with anyone, you should know this yourself from your own constituents. People are saying, where is the sense of urgency about this? If there's 2,000 people coming in, and okay, the numbers are down, 2,000 people arriving here every day, even at this low ebb of numbers.
There is urgency. That's why we brought in the PCR test 72 hours prior.
Jack, as a doctor, I'm asking you, can you stand over a single test without mandatory quarantining? Are you ignoring the advice from NPHET? Stop playing games with people.
You need to do this properly. Are you saying, Roisin, you're ignoring the public health advice? Are you saying that it's possible next week to automatically quarantine the 33,000 who may arrive?
No, but I think it's fair to say if you've been considering it since last November, Jack, you would have developed your thinking on this a little bit more.
Why are you doing things that don't work, Jack?
We are doing things
that don't work.
We're moving in unison as well from a European context on trying to restrict the movement into
Hopefully
the country
you
from
be
countries that are
to,
that,
to move.
Can I also say just
because
reason,
you have shown I, no leadership.
Is that the plan, Jack Chambers? We're waiting for Europe to tell us to do it.
Absolutely not. And that's why a number of options are being considered by Cabinet next Tuesday in relation to quarantining, in relation to compliance, and in relation
there's
to enforcement.
There is no indication that you're going
but what
to
what the
go.
Taoiseach is talking about today is nonsense. What the Taoiseach said this morning on the radio is just dismissive negativity.
No, it's a bit of realism.
Jack is trying to make a point now.
We'll just let Jack Chambers respond to you there.
Just to say, Louise, again, you know, this is the revisionism from Sinn Féin. Mary Lou MacDonald, I remember in the Dáil in early December, was asking that there needed to be common sense and compassion when it came to family returning home. There wasn't a whole lot from Sinn Féin about
quarantine. We called for an all-Ireland strategy, Jack. Well, in May, we called for quarantining.
You're in the Northern Executive
Can I answer that, please?
Because you know that Sinn Féin, I have to get a break in and we'll get Louise to answer that after this break.
Tweet at Saturday RTE.
Very quickly, Louise, the response to that claim, that the regime in Northern Ireland is actually more liberal in terms of travel than here. Okay.
So Sinn Féin have consistently called for an all-Ireland strategy. It's 10 and a half, nearly 11 months now since the first time we had said that. It is really important that we maximise every single advantage that we have from being an island. And
But your party is in an executive that is standing over a more liberal regime.
We are in a five-party power sharing arrangement, and we have consistently backed the public health advice in the north. And when it was neither popular nor profitable, I can tell you Michelle O'Neill has stuck her neck out and has backed the public health advice at every turn. We have also backed mandatory testing and quarantine in relation to travelling. Okay. We've been doing that since last May.
Public health advice May. When it came to the Bobby
we
Story
have been
funeral.
Doing that since last May. Can you just let me finish my point, please, because you got a good enough run beforehand. We have consistently backed the public health advice.
There was a huge contradiction when it came to Can I speak without interruption, please?
We have consistently backed the public health advice. Michelle O'Neill has repeatedly looked to see the Dublin government back us on that. And I want to see them doing that.
I want
to
bring Danny McCoy back in, Danny, because I think a lot of your the people you represent will have been listening closely to the Taoiseach talking about how they're now going to approach the easing of restrictions and talking about a very conservative approach being taken over the next 6 months. Are your members now resigned to, you know, having the shutters down until into the summer?
Well, first of all, the range of businesses, you know, the extremities in terms of consumer facing, like hospitality and events and so on, will be, I'm sure, looking for more certainty, but realising right now we've got to bring those numbers down. We need to bring some stability. Similarly, across those who are still open and essential services, we want to ensure that we see what the actual milestones are here. And, you know, issues like antigen testing and so on, the PCR is really important, gold standard, but we've got to use every element that we have here. The track and tracing, once we get the numbers down, I think will be critical to the reopening. But right now, the strategy, which was suppressed release, the government sent the signal today, the release part is we've no idea what's the trigger for release anymore. And I think that's going to be needed in the next couple of weeks. Right now, of course, we've got to get the numbers down, get the pressure off the hospital system.
Jack Chambers, that's what Danny McCoy is taking away from that interview with the Taoiseach.
No, the Taoiseach was very clear that when we last lifted restrictions, we had a 5-day moving average of about 200, and it's now over 2,000. So we're a long way away from the lifting restrictions, in my view. And can I just say as well, when it comes to, I think speaking to people in the business community and across society, I think people don't want this cycle of uncertainty where they could come out of a lockdown and then there's another series of restrictions. Like, what we need to do is suppress the virus, stay at home and scale up our vaccinations. And that's what the government has been clear in saying, that there will be an extension of many of the restrictions that we presently have.
Okay, can I just be focused, because we're right up against it, but I want to ask you about the schools, because that discussion with the Taoiseach where he said we won't see a million students back before St. Patrick's Day. Are we talking about perhaps staggering people going back, maybe just leaving cert students first? Then are we talking about people going back, some students going back Mondays and Tuesdays and other students going back for other days?
Well, we have obviously the intention and priorities to get special education returned, and there's positive engagement ongoing about that. And it's about taking into account the public health context at the time. But as it stands, obviously we're going to see an extension of restrictions. And within that, bringing 1 million people mobilising around the community won't be possible over the coming weeks. So the intention is to try and get special education back
that
in cooperation with workers.
From that discussion.
It could be, and that's the public health context we're in. But we want to protect lives and livelihoods, and that's why the government will follow the public health advice next week.
I think the Taoiseach needs to stop flying kites, Jack, because we need to know that there is a plan underpinning what he said this morning on the radio, and the workers in education, the parents whose kids are going into it, they need to see.
We're over time. Otherwise, I have to go. That's all we have time for.